Welcome to the Kidmen Huddle, part of the Kids Matter Podcast Network. Gather round, Kidmen leaders, and be encouraged and equipped as you build the kingdom. Now here's your host, Amber Pike.
It's episode 24 of the Kidmen Huddle. Welcome back. Yesterday was a McDonald's sweet tea kind of day for me. My toddler's not been sleeping well. She's having night terrors. She's waking up sometimes 5 or 6 times through the night. Yesterday, she decided to wake up 4 hours before her normal wake-up time, which then makes for a long toddler day and a tired, tired mama. But even though I'm tired and yesterday, last night, my eyes were swimming, it was so hard to focus, I'm so much better than I was last week. Because last week, I was fighting discouragement. Big time. Now, I'm normally a very confident person. My brother thinks I'm too confident. But my confidence, it's actually in the Lord. It's not in me. I have what we learned in kids' church the other week. I've got swagger. I've got that swagger of the Lord. Normally a healthy dose, but not last week. Last week, I was discouraged. And the spirit of discouragement that came over me, now, it was understandable. I got some less than thrilling news about a project that I was really excited about, and I felt just really down. And this bad news, it quickly morphed into those feelings of, I'm not good enough. I'm not enough. Do you ever feel so discouraged that you feel you aren't good enough? Maybe you begin to question what you're called to do. Maybe the discouragement leads you to questioning God and your trust in Him. Well, I did. But thankfully, God spoke to me several times, and He pulled me out of my despair. And that's what I want to share with you today. Are any of you fans of the movie The Princess Bride? I love the line where they'd taken a break because grandson keeps asking questions, and grandpa goes back to reading the book, and he's like, "Now where were we? Ah, yes, the pit of despair." I found myself in that pit of despair last week. And I'm betting I'm not alone. I would venture a guess that some of you either have or currently find yourself in that pit. David was there once. David, the man that we know as being the man after God's own heart, felt abandoned by everyone and forgotten by God. He was in that pit of despair. But he didn't stay there. Psalm 40 verses 1 and 2 said, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire." God lifted David out of the pit of despair. Well, do you know why? Because David was seeking God. He was listening to God. He didn't just sit in his cave. In David's case, it's a literal cave. He praised God. He went to Him in prayer. He listened to the Lord and allowed the Lord to lift him up out of that pit. For me, this has been kind of extra cool. Because this past Sunday, we started a new series with the kids, a series on listening to God. I found that my kiddos, they struggle to figure out how God speaks to them today. They want some audible, "Amber, this is what I want you to do," kind of voice from God, but not to say that God doesn't or can't speak that way. But for most people, I think He speaks in different ways. And getting kids to realize this is one of my goals. It's why we're doing this lesson series. And God spoke to me in just the course of a couple days, 3 different times to draw me up out of that pit. And I got to tell my kids about it. So that was really neat. The first way He spoke to me is He used my mom. My mom is the most amazing person ever. If you want just a superstar in your life, you should meet my mom. But sorry, she's my mama. You can't have her. She knows me, she gets me, we have a similar personality, and she's not afraid to tell me what I need to hear. She doesn't sugarcoat stuff. Now, I was bummed and I wanted to wallow. I didn't want to listen to reason. I didn't want to listen to my husband's encouraging words. I just wanted to feel rotten and wallow. But after a couple days, my mom had seen me wallow enough. She's like, you're done. So she gave me that kick in the behind that I needed. I was doubting God, and my mom had no problem, through love, telling me that our God is not that small. When there's a new project or an opportunity, I jump right in. I don't spend days laboring over the decision in prayer. Should I do this? Should I not? I pretty much decide I want to do it and kind of do a, hey God, we cool with this? And I've really been struggling with this decision-making process for a while because, like, am I letting myself lead or am I letting God lead? Because I know I want to do it, so I do it. And in this pit of despair, I started doubting my calling. What if this wasn't from God? What if this was all me and that's why it's no good? What if this was Satan trying to distract me from what God wants me to do because it sounded fun, like something Amber would want to do? Obviously, this is the reason why this stunk. And my mom pointed out, God is not that small. He knows how he made me. So wouldn't God, the good Father, give me opportunities based on knowing how I make decisions? This like blew my mind. Yeah, I know God knows me. Yeah, I know he is the good Father. Yeah, I know that he's in charge. But I never really thought about it that, well, as a parent knows their child and treats each child differently, wouldn't God, the creator of the universe, the all-powerful God, know how he made me and lead me and give me opportunities based on that? He started pulling me out of the pit with this conversation. God has called you where you are. He knew you when he called you. He made you. So don't make the same mistake I did. Don't make God so small to think that he made a mistake when he called you, that you can't do what he asked you to do. He chose you and he called you. He didn't say it would be easy, but he did say that he would be with you, and through his strength, you could do it. So that was God speaking number one. And after this early morning talk with the mama, this is after my days of wallowing, but right after that talk with my mom, a song popped into my mind. And God used music to pull me a little bit further out of that pit. Out of the blue, a song from 2001, a 20-year-old song, popped into my head. God is God, and I am not. I can only be a part of the picture he's painting. God is God, and I am man. I can never understand it all, for only God is God. Anyone recognize that song? That's Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, God is God, from his Declaration album from 2001. This song, I just couldn't get out of my head, and I listened to it over and over and over. And I just started praying to God. I get it, God. I am not the one in charge. I don't have to understand your plan. But I do need to trust that God has a plan for me. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. Plans not to harm you, but for good. When I praised God, I could see that his plan is still happening, even if it wasn't the way that I wanted it. Even if it wasn't encouraging news, God is God. And thankfully, it's not up to me. Then, a day or so later, God spoke to me a third time through a friend. And then, a little after that, through a child. Just sending me encouragement that these people didn't know that I need. They didn't know I needed that, but I got that text, I got that comment from a child, and I thanked God. I'm like, God, you knew exactly what I needed because my God is that big. So just think, if I had decided to stay in this pit of despair, if I chose not to listen to his voice through another believer, through music, if I chose not to listen to him, think of how different my week would be. So are you feeling despair? Are you feeling like you're not good enough, that you can't do enough? Maybe that you aren't called, that God made a mistake. Well, I want to tell you that you are good enough because God says you are. You are serving right where he wants you because that's where he called you. You might not understand everything that's going on. You might feel legitimately down in the dumps with good reason. but don't choose to stay in that pit. Allowing that spirit of despair to wash over you, that influences your decision and your attitude, your interactions with others. Allow God to bring you up out of that pit. Be confident in the Lord. Get your swagger back for the Lord. Know that God has a plan for your future. It's not your plan, but it's the plan of God, your sovereign Father, the Father that knows you and made you. So if you're feeling despair or down or discouraged, go to the Father and spend time in his presence. Just be still and sit with him. Allow him to speak to you and pull you up out of that pit. And remember, Kidman leaders, what you do matters.